And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, flying there under, under the sea.
I think it'll be fine.
Everything's still so fuzzy. The last thing I remember was last night on the boat. Where did you pull me out?
He didn't pull you out. I'm the one that found you, me and Flipper.
This is my youngest son, Bud.
Well, then I guess I ought to thank you for saving my life.
I didn't. Flipper did.
Flipper?
Yeah, my dolphin. He came and woke me up, then he told me to where you were. Then I ran home and told Dad.
I don't think I understand.
Oh, wait a minute. We can go into this later. Bud, why don't you get the lady another cup of coffee? How about your story?
Well, I just don't remember anything except last night on the boat.
You must have fallen in.
Were you alone?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I was alone. I've been alone for 6 years on that boat, floating, drifting. You see, I seem to have gotten misplaced among my husband's specimens and experiments. Last night, I remember watching him. He just sat there. He never looked at me. He never noticed me. I just couldn't stand it anymore. And I felt stifled, so I went up on the deck.
And now here you are.
Well.
I can see why you might be a bit confused, Mrs. Borden.
Mrs. Borden, how did you know my name?
We had a radio report late last night of a woman lost at sea. Report came from the boat Tarsus. That's Carl Borden's boat, so I assumed.
You know my husband?
Yes, he's a friend of mine. He and I did some work together here. He's a darn good oceanographer.
Yes.
Mrs. Borden, do you remember hitting the water? Did you grab onto anything? A spar, a 2x4, anything at all?
I don't remember anything else. I told you that.
Well, here, you drink your coffee. I'll get on the radio and call the Coast Guard. They'll get in touch with your husband. Carl will be worried sick.
She's all right.
Porter, you don't know what I've been through. Thinking that Lynn was...
You don't know what she's been through.
That's incredible. We were miles offshore. I don't know how she swam that far. She's not that good a swimmer.
She didn't.
What?
She says she didn't, and I believe her. She said she was standing on the fantail, and she suddenly grew faint. Then nothing. Until I picked her up this morning.
It's fantastic.
Well, I think I know how. But if I were you, Carl, I'd be more concerned with the why.
What is that supposed to mean?
It's none of my business.
Look, we've been friends too long to start playing games.
All right, Carl. Now, you're a friend of mine, and I admire the work you're doing. But there's more to life than the ocean. Your wife's not a sailor. She's a woman.
I know. But I suppose I've always known. I've buried myself in research.
Look, Carl, she's desperate.
Well, I'll make it up to her. Now, right now. We'll take leave. Then I'll put in for a station where we can have a home. All the things I know she wants.
Oh, you'd better.
I'm fine, Carl. It was a stupid, dumb thing to do to fall off the boat. I'm sorry.
No more of that. I mean it this time. You fall off your next home, you'll hit green grass.
Sure.
No, I mean it. I really do. No more leaky ships, no more all-night sessions in the lab. We'll take leave.
Do you really mean it this time?
Mm-hmm. Or go away. Have a second honeymoon, okay?
Well, I think maybe we should have a first honeymoon first, don't you? Oh, look. You see that dolphin? He saved my life. Did you know that?
And me. Don't forget me. I saved you, too.
How could anybody forget you, bud? You're so quiet.
This is what you meant when you said you knew how?
Is there any other way?
Darling, do you remember this dolphin?
No, I don't. But how else could I have gotten from where the boat was to this beach?
I've heard the usual run-of-the-mill stories about dolphins saving swimmers, but this is something else. If I can substantiate this feat, do you know what it would do to my research program on rescues at sea? Make a lot of gold brass set up and take notice. Now, I'll need this dolphin. Just for a couple of days, can you put us up? And I'll need some extra equipment. I can requisition that from the Coast Guard.
How will you make this test? This test, this time.
Look, here they come back. Dolphin towing a live body for miles. It's incredible.
Yeah. What about your leave?
That's still on. This will only take a day or two. Just as soon as I check out this dolphin thing. Oh, I can't pass this up. Darling, you don't mind for a few days? Fine.
You see? Flipper is the best lifeguard there is.
I'll tell you what, bud. We'll find out, you and I, okay?
Okay.
All set? All right. Well, I told the base to have the carpet take off at 10. It's almost 9:30.
Has anybody seen Bud?
Not since breakfast. He's unhappy with Carl, I think.
Why? I thought he wanted us to prove that his pet was the world's best lifeguard.
As far as Bud's concerned, he already is. He thinks you're trying to show him up.
Well, that's not true at all. I hope he's right. I really do.
Hadn't we better go? You know, this one ought to be relatively easy to fall out of.
Let's go.
Somewhere around.
This is his favorite hunting grounds, Mr. Borden. I know he's here somewhere.
Carl?
Hmm?
For once, I hope one of your experiments really works. I really do.
There he goes. He's down. Flipper's near him. He went right by. He didn't even try.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. He passed him up.
Well, try again. You don't give up after one failure in your other experiments. If you did, maybe I'd see you home once in a while.
Hello, Coast Guard Easy Baker 242. This is Borden. Come around again and drop the other diver.
Why didn't you do it? Why?
Experiment, but just what did we learn? What we've learned is that dolphins do not save all of the people all of the time.
Only some of the people, some of the time.
Maybe special people.
I'm nothing special.
Well, you're special to us and Flipper.
Thank you.
And to me.
Thank you.
Sandy, where is Bud?
He's hiding. He's ashamed for Flipper.
Oh, let me speak to him. Excuse me.
We're leaving tonight. I thought I'd like to do a little specimen collecting after lunch, if it's okay with you. The Institute's sending over a midget sub. Or I might find any porcupine fish.
Well, let's see. I saw some about a week ago down at Golden Reef. It's an area that's set aside for skin divers. It's marked by flags.
Out of bounds for service craft.
That's right.
Feeling sorry for yourself, huh?
Huh?
You heard me. Your pal flunks one time and you go off and sulk in the weeds. Some friend.
They'll never listen to me now. And Flipper is the best lifeguard ever. And don't you forget it.
Me? Forget it. I'm the gal that proved it, remember? Now, come on, why don't you pull yourself together and let's go get something to eat?
I knew his old test wouldn't work.
Knew it wouldn't how?
Well, it was the noise, maybe. Or the wetsuit that scared Flipper.
Bud, come on. Don't make excuses for your pet. You don't have to.
But I know he's the one that got you to shore. I just know it.
All right, then. Somehow it'll be proved. You've got to have a little faith. The truth always comes out at the end. And don't you forget it.
Thank you. It's that ski boat out there. It's cutting right over the flag.
The diver's flag. Somebody could get hurt.
Come on, Sandy.
What those flags represented?
Well, the regulations are posted when you enter the park. Why don't you try and read them sometime?
Gee, I'm sorry, but is there anything we can do?
Not a thing. Forget it. I'm deeply grateful to you.
Get it? I almost killed you.
You also helped me finish the test. We now know the dolphins respond to human needs.
We should all learn from the dolphins.
I hope you have.
I guess you were right.
About what, Bud?
You said the truth always comes out at the end. Don't you agree, Flipper?
Everyone loves the king of the sea. Ever so kind and gentle is he. Tricks he will do. Smarter than he, and we know Flipper lives in a world full of.